Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Welcome once again to Spectrum, and it's music again this week, even though we're talking about music. Our guest is Yuhan Su, or Su Yuhan, depending on what side of the Pacific you're on. Mm-hmm. Welcome to our program.
Hello, everyone. My name is Yuhan Su, and I am a jazz vibraphonist, live in New York right now, and originally from Taiwan.
Yes, I understand that, and I wanted to learn a little more about growing up when you were a very little girl.
Yeah.
And your early life in Taiwan.
Uh-huh. So my hometown is in Miaoli. So I started to learn music since I was six. So I started to play piano. And then I went to the music school. And then so I started to also learn percussion. So I studied classical music before, actually. So I play percussion instrument, play marimba, play snare drums, timpani, all sorts of percussion instruments. So I study all this instrument music like until graduate school, and then I moved to States.
So did your family perform? Were they musicians?
My mom plays piano. But she's not playing music like professionally, but somehow it's just really natural for me to study music because that's just something surrounding me.
When I was a little boy, I thought I wanted to be a drummer.
Uh-huh.
But my parents actually figured out I just like to hit things. And that was the perfect instrument if I wanted to do that. For our listeners who are not musicians.
Yes.
There are several instruments that are similar.
Uh-huh.
There's marimba, there's vibraphone, there's xylophone.
Uh-huh.
Tell briefly the musical difference in
okay.
the instruments so they understand.
Yeah. So marimba is bigger. The standard marimba is 5 octaves. And then the keys made by wood, so it's wood sounds from the music. So the range is bigger, so you can hear really low sound to the high sound. And xylophone is also made by wood, but the register is higher. So usually people play with harder mallets. Mm-hmm. So and then vibraphone, the keys made by metal. And then vibraphone also have the fan on top of the resonator. So if we plug into the electricity, so there's a motor will let the fan start to move around. It's kind of like the effect when you speak really close to a fan. Mm-hmm. And then you can adjust the speed. Also, the vibraphone has a pedal like piano.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of variation sound coming from vibraphone.
Like the old-fashioned electric organist would have the Leslie.
Uh-huh.
And they would turn the motor on and the speaker would spin around.
That's
and,
right.
And make that vibrating noise.
Uh-huh.
And probably why they call it vibraphone.
Uh-huh.
So when did you find out that that was the instrument you were going to play?
I played a lot of marimba when I studied in Taiwan. And then until I was in college, and I started to listen to jazz. And then there's this very famous jazz vibraphonist called Gary Burton. So Gary Burton and Chick Corea, the jazz pianist, they went on tour to Taiwan. So I went to the show and it just totally opened my eye. I feel like, wow, like I really want to like learn how to improvise, like play my own music like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I started to get into jazz vibraphone.
So when you came to the United States, what was your plan? What did you come here to do? Where did you go? I think you went to Boston first, right?
That's right. So I came here just I want to really focus on studying jazz. So I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston. So I was there for 3 years to study jazz vibraphone.
now you are performing all over the place. You have your own group. You have your own. Does it change in size? Do you have a trio sometimes, a quartet sometimes, a quintet sometimes, or is it always the same people?
It changes sometimes. I mostly play with a quintet, but sometimes I play in different setup with different musicians, because I think that's also the beauty of living in New York. Like, you can play with a lot, like the best musicians around the world, and get inspiration from them. And yeah,
there are jazz fans everywhere in the world, even though many people think it's not the most popular music form, but yet there are fans everywhere.
Yeah.
What's the jazz scene like in Taiwan? And what was it when you were little and you said, I wanted to play jazz? Did they look at you funny, or did they did they welcome you?
I will say in this 10 years, actually, the jazz grows up a lot, the scene in Taiwan, because there are a lot of, I mean, there are musicians went abroad, some like me, like they came to States or they went to Europe to study jazz, and now they went back to Taiwan. So more and more like younger musicians play jazz there, so people get to know jazz more. So
as we listen to some of the Chinese pop music that we hear these days, we hear more jazz instrumentation.
That's right.
We hear some of the artists that have music that almost sounds Latin, where they use the marimba.
But I do wish there are more like vibraphone or this kind of percussive melodic sounds in all kinds of music form.
Well, it's not an inexpensive instrument. And it's a big instrument.
That's right.
And it requires some getting around. It's not like you have a guitar, you can throw it over your back.
Yeah.
Or a piccolo or a harmonica.
Yeah.
Even when you go to most venues, at least they have a piano. So you don't have to take your own piano with you.
Yeah.
Is it logistically difficult with instruments like that?
Yeah, it is. It is very difficult. Like, now I still can struggle with that a lot, because you will need a car to move that around for sure, and it's really heavy. And then there are not, like you said, not that many venues. They have vibraphone there. So, yes.
Are vibraphones all alike, or are they very different from each other?
They are similar. They are just a couple of different brands. They make vibraphone, but they are similar. But also, like, I also sometimes play an instrument. It's called malaket, which is, it's an electronic device. So it looks like vibraphone. So it's easier to move around. And then there is MIDI sound built inside, so I can use vibraphone sound, also other drum set or other sounds as well. So that's something helpful to transport sometimes.
Well, the other thing about playing that type of instrument is that you use mallets. You have sticks in your hand, not chopsticks, but sticks that are mallets with little round balls on the end of them. And there's all kinds of different sizes, and you have two of them in each hand. Most of the time. Is that difficult to learn if you have little hands or big hands? How do you get that part?
I study classical like before, so I learned this technique when I was little, so it doesn't seem difficult for me. Yeah.
You basically play octaves, right, with the mallets?
Yeah.
So you hit two notes, two of the same notes at the same time.
Yeah, so there I can hit two, and then so I have four mallets. I can hit at the same time. I can hit them separately, rotate it. Yeah, so there are like exercise technique I study when I was younger.
Well, we have your CD. I know you have two now, right? You had one that came out a while ago that got a lot of very nice reviews.
So the selection we're going to play is called Waltz No. 13, and it features Yuhan Su on vibraphone as well as some vocals. Let's listen.
Do-de-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-do-dan-
Chuan Su with number 13, Waltz.
So you have a show coming up at Flushing Town Hall. It's
yes.
going to be on Friday night, August the 12th. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your program?
For this concert, I am going to present a new series of compositions I wrote. This composition is inspired by a Chinese mythology called Kua Fu, Chasing the Sun. So Kua Fu, he's a giant. And then one day he decided he want to catch the sun. So he started to run like very hard to chase the sun everywhere. And then, but he couldn't. Never catch a sound. And then in the middle of night, he drank the whole lake of the water and then look at the stars. And then next morning, he started to run again. And eventually, he couldn't catch the sun. So he died. And then when he died, his body becomes mountains. And then the woods he carried become forest. And then so in Chinese, like if you describe a person, it's like Kua Fu chasing the sun. Actually, it means kind of bad, means you overestimate your goal.
Mm,
you are like chasing something impossible.
A goal you can never reach.
Yeah, but I somehow found this story very fascinating, like by the image. And also, I feel it's really romantic in a way. And it's like what we artists do, like we don't limit ourselves. It's like we have a vision, and so we try as hard as we can to get close to that. And I think the result is not important, but the process and what comes out from that is beautiful. So I wrote three movements for Kua Fu, this story. The first one is called It's Rising, so when the sun rises. And second one, Starry Night, that's right. Third one is Parallel Chasing. So I'm going to present this series of compositions.
Oh, wow, that'll be lovely. Do you ever perform any pop or any standard songs in your repertoire when you do a show?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, jazz standards, the ones that we all, you know, look at each other and say, oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, I do.
Good, good. Well, I look forward to your show. That's going to be on August the 12th, which is a Friday night.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be at Flushing Town Hall, where Main Street intersects with Northern Boulevard in Flushing. And you'll be loading in your vibraphone probably earlier that day.
That's
and
right.
Doing a sound check and all that. So we'll look forward to seeing you there.
Okay.
Our guest is Chuan Su. She's got a wonderful career going as a jazz vibraphonist, again, coming up Flushing Town Hall, August 12th. Chuan, thank you so much. Have safe travels. Stay cool during the summer months. And when I'm in Taiwan next month, I'll say hello to all of your friends for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.